Hello and welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk about this week is so important, and it's about when you don't feel motivated, right? When you're just feeling down, depressed, tired, overwhelmed, stressed, whatever it is. When you don't feel like you have the energy to put into eating well or exercising, okay? That's what I want to talk about. Because if you can solve this, if you can get it so that even when you have no motivation, you're still eating well, you're still drinking water, you're still doing some sort of exercising, that's when your body genuinely, truly, permanently changes, okay? And you want to keep that in mind because that's what you want to shoot for as the ideal, right? That's where you want to be. That's what people who have changed their bodies and who live thin, healthy, lean lives are able to do. And it's something that some people are born with and have learned growing up, and a lot of people have learned how to do as adults. Okay, and so if this hasn't been the situation for you, then it can be. Okay, it certainly was for me. So let's talk about how do we make that happen. The first thing to understand, you've heard me mention this before, is we need to get rid of the all or nothing mindset. Okay, it can't be I'm either on, I'm dieting, I'm eating well, I'm exercising, or I'm off. Forget all of it. I can't even think about it. Okay, we can't have it all or nothing. That's the first step. We need to break it up so that we have. There's eating, right? There's exercising. Those are obvious. But there's drinking water. There's breathing. There's relaxation techniques. There's mental programming things you can do. There's just emotional things you can do. Go for a walk. Go watch a movie. Things that just kind of relax you a little bit, right? So when we break it up and we make it bigger, so it's not just eating and exercising, then you have a much better chance of still moving forward even when you don't have the energy, okay? Because the things that I just mentioned are easier to do than eating well and exercising, right? And remember, I mean, let's face it, if you have had bad eating habits your whole life, to eat well, to change that, it takes conscious effort. There is work involved with it, okay? So it is, on a scale of things, it's one of the harder things to do, okay? Same thing with exercise. If you never exercise and you know, you have to get yourself to do it, and you have to remind yourself, and you kind of struggle to make it happen. Again, that's something, those take more energy, okay, than drinking more water, taking some deep breaths, relaxing your body, doing some mental programming. These things are way easier to do, okay, so you need to add them to your repertoire, right? You need to add them to your tool chest of what you can do. Because the secret here is that, you know, losing weight permanently and maintaining your weight, it's not just about eating and exercising. Those are two small parts. And even your eating is influenced by how you feel. So if you're drinking water throughout the day, right? So say you eat bad, right? But if you balance it out a bit by drinking extra water, by taking an extra few moments and just letting yourself relax a bit, taking some deep breaths, just kind of allowing your body to reoxygenate itself, what happens is your mood starts getting a little bit better. Right? Because physically you start feeling a little better, and mentally you put yourself back in a better place, okay? And that makes it easier for the next meal to eat well, right? To either make a good choice and or eat the right amount, okay? So everything's always influencing itself, but we can't just look at it as eating, exercising, right? We need to look at it as there's all these different things you can do, right? Now, I mentioned mental programming. The reason that's so valuable, and I've used this so many times, is because there's times I don't want to, you know, I've eaten badly, and I don't want to exercise, and I don't even feel like moving, okay? But when you do the mental program exercises, they take virtually no effort. I mean, you're thinking in your head nonstop all day long anyways, okay? So you're already doing this. The only difference is now you're doing it intentionally. You're intentionally, you know, thinking about how you want to act, how you want to behave, how you want to feel. You're going through the strategies that aren't working for you, and coming up with some new ideas. You're running those through your mind. How would that feel? How would that work? Right? How would I do that? And so as you do the mental programming, you're still, again, moving yourself in the direction you want to go in. Now, again, compare this to what a lot of times people do. They eat bad, and they say, oh, man, I blew it. Why can't I stick to something? You know, I want it so badly, but I keep screwing up. What's wrong with me? And that's the mental program they start doing. They start thinking about all the things that are wrong with them and all the reasons they can't stick to something. Okay? So, trust me, there's a lot going on here. And there's a lot that you can influence. It's not just the big ones of exercising and eating. There's a lot of small things that you can influence that when you put them all together, they move you in the direction you want to go in. And you got to open yourself up to it. I mean, I know a lot of people don't want to do that because it's not as big, it's not as dramatic as, you know, eating perfectly for the day or going and doing like an hour of exercise in the gym. It's not as big and dramatic, but I'm telling you, the accumulative effect of it is tremendous. And it can be just the thing that'll pull you out of a slump. It'll pull you out of, you know, kind of when you feel down, when you feel depressed. If you're putting it all on just the exercise and eating, you have to wait till you get remotivated to a very high level. So what you want to start doing is you want to get yourself to consistently do the little things as well, okay? And work on the big things, right? I'm not saying ignore eating and exercising, but that's not all there is, okay? Now, to get a better example of this, if you haven't gotten the first 5 pounds yet, make sure you get that, okay? And you can go to first, FIRST5pounds.com if you haven't gotten that yet. And you can get this report. Again, it just lists out the 7 areas to master so that you can, you know, when you're feeling down, it's not just all the big things, but there are smaller things you can focus on as well. And it can really change your whole mindset. So what I'm going to suggest to you, because I know through experience that people have this hesitation. It sounds easy. It sounds like it would work. But they don't think it's big enough. Right? They don't think it's enough to get any results. And I'm telling you, if what you've been doing for all this time hasn't worked, then do something different. Do something new. And what I'm going to ask you to look at is when you do the little things, when you drink the extra water, when you take a few moments and let your breathing become deeper and more relaxed, when you take a few moments and relax your body and your mind, okay, what I want you to begin doing is notice how when you do those things, how it makes you feel and how those feelings affect your eating and how those feelings affect your exercising. Okay. One last thing I'll mention is eating and exercising. We talk about those being big things. You can also break those things down as well. So say, you know, you eat a whole pizza. Okay. That's not what you wanted to do. That's no good. But work on balancing it. So instead of, you know, having the next day having to eat, you know, no calories, maybe if you just add an apple to it. Okay, so again, it's kind of that idea of the baby steps idea, because the more things you get going the direction you want to, there's a momentum to that. Okay, so even if it's something little as, okay, well, you know, I ate a whole pizza today and an ice cream sundae and all this other stuff, but at least I also had 3 apples, you know, or 3 pieces of fruit, you know. So as long as you have something, you always want to have something good is what I'm trying to say. You know, balance it out with something. And don't diminish it. Don't just say, oh, it was just that. Okay, stop doing that, because it's a habit. Any time you eat like 3 or 4 or 5 pieces of fruit in a day, that's great. That's one more time that you've strengthened that habit that you want, right? That habit that's going to keep and give you the body that you ultimately desire, right? And when it comes to exercising, break it down. So it's not just going to the gym for an hour, okay? But maybe you can, you know, if you can't get yourself to go to the gym, you just don't want to do it, well, give yourself an alternative. What about, you know, going up and down the street for a walk or going for a short ride on your bike? Right? Maybe it's something as little as, you know, just getting up and, I don't know, walking, you know, if you go to the store, parking a little further away and walking, okay? So even the little things, appreciate them, because when you screw up, you know, when you fall off the wagon, any little thing that you do to get yourself back on track, if you start looking at it that way, it's going to change your entire mindset, all right? So this is how you do it. When you have no motivation, this is how you keep yourself on track, is you just focus on little things. Recognizing that life is all about ups and downs. You're not always going to be able to do all the 100% on track stuff. Okay? So when you're feeling down, give yourself alternatives. Right? And as you do that, I think you'll be amazed because it starts to build up a foundation. And that's what we're looking to do. Because when you have this strong foundation, it doesn't become about having to stick to a plan. It becomes just, well, this is just how I act. This is kind of just my behavioral patterns. Right? And that's what we're looking to do. Okay? So think about this and use it. Use it this week. Because, of course, there's going to be some day when you're a little more low energy than another day. When you hit that low energy today, think about the little things you can do. Okay? So if you can't get yourself to take the big action, focus on the little action and do those. And sometimes the little action will end up leading you right back to the big action anyways. Okay? So play around with this and test it out. See if it's working for you. And I'll talk to you next week.